Yeah, I forgot my key in the dorm, so I had to text him.
I am one of those first-generation Americans, and I can tell you firsthand, growing up first-generation can be difficult. When you move to college, people ask you where you're from. But what do they mean? Do they mean, where did I grow up, or what ethnicity am I? Just ask first-generation Syracuse University student Lenny Reynoso.
As I grew up, I realized that, like, when people ask me, like, where I'm from, I can't really say American, because, like, I am, but, like, I'm not. And then, like, whenever I'm in the Dominican Republic, it's like, I am an American, and I'm not Dominican.
Other first-generation Americans, like Will Franco, a Latino American, say they embrace their native culture even if they never really got to experience it.
I grew up in a very, like, dominant, like, white area, so that's sort of all I really knew.
Students like Franco, who grew up in predominantly white towns, often have trouble making friends who are not like themselves.
The private school I went to, it seemed like it would be more difficult maybe at times for me to make friends who are white students. So that's why a lot of my friends are also first generation.
And Reynoso agrees that it is difficult to bond with other students who are not first generation.
It's just, there's like difference in culture. So it's harder to like relate. It's harder to like talk to people and stuff.
It all boils down to this. For these students, it's an ongoing struggle to be seen as an American when they feel the situation calls for it, while being seen as a representative of their family heritage at other times. But these first-generation Americans have found a way to embrace both of their cultures without any problem or fear of not being accepted.
My social media portrays a good balance between both my American side and Latino side. Some of my social media has like pictures of my family that my friends wouldn't really know. For example, I have like pictures from when I went to Peru.
Will Franco says for him, social media is the great equalizer, bringing both of his worlds together, and Lenny Reynoso agrees.
Most of the people who I've gotten to know on social media who aren't are pretty open to it.
Social media is turning out to be the way many first-generation Americans are blending their dual identities into a single, unified representation of who they really are, helping them be the people they really want to be. Social media works for this because it gives students a platform to be as creative as they want and as open as they want to be. Social media is a free space for people to express themselves and show followers who they are. Even non-first-generation Americans like Megan Fitzpatrick are finding social media a good way to learn about new cultures.
I get to expose myself to cultures and different people from different backgrounds that I normally wouldn't meet in my everyday life.
In a time where it can still be hard for people with ethnic roots to feel like they really fit in, first-generation students have found social media the perfect way to reveal more about who they are without fearing what anyone else might think or say. With WAER News, I'm Natalie Fahmy.